Last week, the Board of Supervisors were trying to ease restriction requirements laid out by Governor Newsom in their attempts to put more and more of Sonoma County back to work. And this week, for the most part, their prayers were answered. We're joined now by First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. Good morning, Susan.
Well, good morning. We are trying to get back to work in a very slow, measured pace while we safeguard public health and track our number of COVID cases moving through the community through the expanded testing. And so we're hopeful that with the safe guidelines that we've been working so hard to develop, the community will be safe and feel good about, once again, not going into stores yet, but still participating in curbside pickup, online shopping. And we are trying to find the magic formula of opening outdoor wine tasting and dining. And it still is a work in progress, but we're making some modifications, submitting them back to the state, and then maybe soon.
Now, I want to get back to that outdoor dining, but first and foremost, did you know that Governor Newsom was going to relax his county-by-county directives on Monday, or did that announcement come as a surprise for you?
No, it wasn't necessarily a surprise. We are so grateful to Supervisor Gore, who serves as the second vice president of the California State Association of Counties. So he's always able to give us a heads up about what might be coming out in Sacramento, because that's what they are briefed on. So we knew that it was possible that the governor would relax his criteria. Many, many counties were requesting that he do that because the criteria was pretty stiff. Mm-hmm. Some of the rural counties, a lot of the rural counties absolutely could open up because they have very few cases. And the urban counties, they're going to still be buttoned up a little bit. But we sort of fall in the middle there. And so I'm hopeful that we can walk that tightrope and protecting public health while trying to get our community back to work as much as possible.
And we're getting closer and closer to outdoor dining rooms and patios being opened for restaurants and wineries, as you mentioned. I'm guessing there's some kind of safety checklist being laid out by the county as businesses move to open their doors?
There absolutely is, and those guidelines have been developed with business sector partners, supervisors, and our public health officer, Dr. Mace. They are listed on the Economic Development Board for Sonoma County. There's the phased-in business plan, very detailed, on that website called SoCo Launch. And we have the safe guidelines for, I think, four different business sectors. But we have a lot of businesses that are one-ofs that don't quite fit within the criteria. So we're trying to figure out how we might give special consideration. So it's a case-by-case basis in order to do that. But also, my fear is that, and I've heard from a number of workers who are nervous about going back to the work, mm-hmm. and they feel pressured going back to work, and they don't necessarily feel safe. So I think I'm going to really be examining those business guidelines to determine how those businesses are keeping their employees safe, because I've had a lot of reports of people not wearing masks and visitors entering into places not wearing masks. And it's not the best thing we can do is to protect the health of those who are serving us.
We're speaking with First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. Susan, I know you can't play favorites, but is there one restaurant or winery in particular you can't wait to get back to?
Well, everyone knows I live close to Kenwood, and I love the Salt and the Stone for their great patio dining with gorgeous views. So I'm anxious to get back there. But Cafe Chidi also has outdoor dining. Palooza has outdoor dining. So it's really exciting to me. have my choice of potential restaurants where I can choose to dine, actually where I love to dine, which is outdoors. And now that the weather is warming up, it's getting close to summer, we'll have more opportunities. But make your reservations, folks, because there's not going to be unlimited capacity. The capacity is going to be greatly reduced. So we may not be able to get in on the spur of the moment at our favorite dining establishment.
One last question before we let you go this morning. Of course, we have diagnostic testing sites across the county. And diagnostic tests, tell us whether or not we have the virus at that moment. Are we any closer to installing antibody tests at some of those same sites?
The last time I checked, we were within weeks of receiving the antibody test, but there is some concern that they might not be accurate. So there's a lot of public controversy over the accuracy of all testing, and certainly now vaccines in development. So science will prevail one way or another. And you're right. When you take one of the tests, and I hope you do, we need to get a broader cross-section of the county, and there are testing available in the Springs area. They're going to open up testing in the Springs at the Sonoma Valley Health Center and Hospital, and I believe Altamira School. We want to get a sense of the strong presence of the Latinx community in the Springs. Are they moving through the community asymptomatically? But also, we have testing available at the Public Health Lab, Santa Rosa High School. Please go on socoemergency.org. They give you the telephone numbers to call for appointments at the testing facilities.
Excellent stuff, as always, from First District Supervisor Susan Gorin. Susan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and enjoy this week, and please be safe.